valid, 6:30. Andrea, are you ready on your end? Okay. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing?
Welcome.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm Ted.
Are these always live?
Okay. They're, yeah, unless you... Welcome, everybody, to Planning Commission. Before we get started, we will begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. And I don't know if... I haven't been keeping track of who's been doing
I'll be glad to.
Gee, thanks.
Will the audience please arise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner Garn. Before we get into our regular agenda, I'd like to provide an opportunity. We'll go to item one in just a second, but let's see if there are any public comments that are not related to an item on the agenda. Okay, so I think I see none. So we'll move on to the regular agenda. So today we have a new planning commissioner, Natalie Gordon. Welcome.
Thank you.
Natalie, would you like to take a minute or two and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name's Natalie Gordon. I live in Foxborough North. We have been in North Salt Lake for almost 20 years. We used to live by the post office. And I served on the Planning Commission from 2002 to 2008.
Oh, great.
And for 2 years, I overlapped with my husband, who was on the council. So I'm super excited because he was on the council that planned this building, but he never got to sit in these seats. And when I was on Planning Commission before, we sat in the old building. Like, we used to go out. Where is that? The Works Public Works Building?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So I'm the first Gordon to sit in seats, which is kind of a big deal. Three kids, dog. I work for the State Board of Education. I'm a school trust specialist there. That's it.
Great.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Okay, well, look forward to working with you. Now let's move to our next item on the agenda, which is an appointment of a new vice chair. So you'll all be looking at each other and thinking about what you're doing, and perhaps you've given it some thought before now.
I'd like to make a proposal, if I may.
Yeah, a nomination.
Nomination. For Steph Garn.
Are there any other nominations?
I second that.
Great. Okay, Steve, is that something you're interested in accepting?
I'll give it a try.
All right, great. All in favor of Steve Garn as our new vice chair, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Congratulations, Steve. All right. Our next item on the agenda is consideration of a site plan amendment for Phillips 66 for the construction of two additional gas storage tanks and a conditional use permit to exceed the maximum height of 45 feet in the MD zone. And this is at 245 East, 1100 North, with Chad Pollock of Phillips 66 as the applicant. Is Chad here? Just checking. Okay. Great. So Mr. Pollock, we'll go to you in just a minute. Sherry, do you want to introduce this item?
So this is the location of the property. This is at the on 1100 North, north of 1100 North. So it's our only parcel in the city that's north of 1100 North. As you can see, this is an existing storage facility for the refinery for gasoline and gas products. The two red circles that you see on the drawing are the location approximately of the two new proposed tanks that they are requesting approval for. This is the site plan. I added some dimensions there so that you could kind of get some scale, because this is such a large site, it's difficult to understand the scale of it. But the actual distance from the tanks to the fence line along the Woods Cross Street of 800 West is approximately 264 feet. And then there's a containment area that goes around the two tanks, and it's 134 feet from the edge of the berm that will be built around the containment area. Then it's about 700 feet north of the property line at 1100 North. So the request, the site contains 15 additional tanks already of various sizes. The proposed two tanks are 5 million gallons each. The purpose of the tanks is for storage of summer blend gas during the winter that will be used in spring while the refinery shuts down to go from the winter blend to the spring blend. The tanks will be filled and emptied by pipeline only, so there will be no traffic impact on the streets from the tanks. The containment area, the fire marshal as well as our city engineering staff have reviewed the containment area. The requirements for the containment area is that it hold 110% of the largest tank on the site. It's not both sites together, because it's unlikely that both tanks would leak at the same time. So it's 110%. There is a requirement for an 18-inch berm in between the two tanks in the event that there was a leak on one tank, that would give them time to work on that without going over onto the other site. Hopefully they would fix that before that happens. Let's see. So the berm is actually around the tanks is about 5 foot 6 inches from the tank. This is a visual of the height. The reason that they are asking for the conditional use permit is because the maximum height in the MD zone is 45 feet unless a conditional use permit is issued by the Planning Commission to exceed that maximum. The actual height of the berm will make the visual impact of the tanks be only about 47 and a half feet. And so the DRC has recommended that the conditional use permit be approved for that exception to the height requirement, because it's basically shielded from view. It's also so far back from 800 West that the visual impact will be minimal compared to the existing site. So this is the existing site from 800 West in Woods Cross. You're all probably familiar with this. This is where you get off of the freeway on the southbound I-15 to the 1100 North or 2600 South exit. And they have mature landscaping here. They have grass, trees, and shrubs. So there, from this view, I mean, it's very difficult to even see the existing tanks on the sites, and you won't have much impact from the site. So one of the other issues on this is that the property is located within the city wellhead protection zone. So the plans have been reviewed for compliance with our drinking water source protection. And there are certain requirements for the lining of the containment area and the berm to ensure that if there was a leak, that this would not contaminate our drinking water. And so they're working closely with our assistant city engineer, Karen Baxter, on compliance with that. The containment area has also been reviewed by the fire marshal, along with an access road off of 800 North, off of 800 West, in the event that the fire needed to be in on the site, and that would give them two routes into the site from 800 North as well as from 800 West and as well as 1100 North. The only recommendation for a condition that the Planning Commission that the DRC has made is that they continue to work during construction closely with Karen Baxter and our city engineering staff to meet all of the requirements of the drinking water source protection area. And there are two actions tonight. The site plan is an amendment, and because this site is over 5 acres, it will be a recommendation to the city council. The conditional use permit would be a separate action that the planning commission has the authority to approve. So I have prepared two possible motions, one for the conditional use permit and one for the site plan.
Great. Questions for Sherry?
Are there any wells on the overhead that we can see where they are? Are there any wells close to the site?
It's in zone 2, so it's not in the it's not close to it. It's not on the site, and we don't put it on our maps that are made public for security reasons.
That's smart.
Yeah. So we don't publish them on the web, and because our packets and the packet material is on the web, so we don't publish those. I'm not entirely sure of the exact location of the wellhead. I just know it's within that protection area. But I believe it is south of 1100 north to the, and then to the west of Main Street.
Okay. Can I ask another question?
Yes, please.
Is Phillips 66 current with all of their permits and
yes.
reviews and inspections and stuff?
Yes,
and they are compliant?
Mr. Pollock, would you like to address the Planning Commission?
We would just want to thank Sherry and the DRC team for the review and the assistance on this application. One item for clarification, we worked with the fire marshal for our access route. They were in agreement that with the 4 access points that we have off of 1100 North, as long as we have an access route on the west and to the east around the tanks of fire width, which is 20 feet, that they would be accepting of that. In our updated drawings, I don't see it on this drawing, but we have submitted more current drawings than this to Casey with the fire marshal with South Metro, and he was in agreement that we had met that expectation.
Are these the largest tanks on the site?
No, they are not.
They're
we
meaning
have
there are taller tanks?
We have some that, we have one that is the same, that will be the same height as these once constructed upon approval, and then we have another one that's about 8 inches shorter. And then the access route, just for clarity, so if you look to the right, that is south. It would be south of those tanks. It would go behind those on the east, and then we would go to the north and then back to the west. Or east, north, and then west.
Back to this one. So does it come, is it, this is...
Yep, so that's our main access route for the fire department. So they have access with a knock box to get into our facility. And then they would come to that tank right there and basically hang a right. And then that roadway would then continue on our property around those tanks. And then we have an existing roadway that is there.
Sherry, is the maximum set at 45 feet for visual impact only? Is that why it currently stands there?
Well, I'm not sure because of how it was written, but I'm assuming that's usually why most height okay. maximums are set. So I would assume that was the original intent. We have exceeded that in the past in other industrial zones, especially when they're set a great distance back from the roads. That lessens that visual impact.
Sure.
But they've built in the exception for instances like this. We also looked at this type of exception for the tanks out at the sewer district last year, and we had a few conditions for them. Some of those were planting trees to visually hide the tanks from view on Legacy Highway, because this already has an existing visual landscape barrier that's mature. This is actually
right.
a better visual barrier than than what we have so far out at the sewer district.
So the cause for the conditional use would be that the impact is minimized because of the berm, right?
Right, because of the berm.
The visual impact is 47.
And then also we have the existing vegetative landscape barrier.
Great, thank you.
Is there a less complicated description of the lining and the berm?
So we'll call it Shot Creek. It's a type of aggregate that will be above grade, 2 inches thick, and then there will be a concrete base for the tank once it's built that it will sit on. And then they will construct that based on the building permit. We have to submit geotech studies and things of that nature for earthquake protection.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Could I ask a question?
Oh yeah, please.
these tanks, will they only have fuel in them until the summer gets going, or are they going to have fuel in them year round?
There will be fuel in them year round, but the reason for that is it's a floating roof, so we can't take it all the way to bottom. We have to leave some product in the tank. But as Sherry identified, so this will be for holding summer grade gasoline at the end of the year. And that way, when the winter grade goes away, which is in early spring, we can bring this to market immediately versus waiting for the refineries to produce it. So it's a way for us to get ahead of the game immediately.
Okay.
And he's promising lower gas prices, too.
I am not doing that.
Well, I thought it was worth a try.
So don't make that a condition of approval, is what you're saying. Unless there are any more questions or comments, I'd entertain a motion. Or motions. There are two motions.
I'll make a motion. This will be a motion for the conditional use permit. I move that the Planning Commission approve conditional use permit for Phillips 66 at 245 East 1100 North with the following findings and conditions that are outlined by the city. The exception to the maximum height is buffered by the containment dike and existing landscape buffer along 800 West. The conditional use, number two, the conditional use permit complies with all applicable laws and regulations. Number three, the conditional use permit does not materially injure the public or any person, and there is a good cause for the approval.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Are there any comments on the motion? Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, that motion carries on the conditional use permit. Unless there are more comments or questions, then I'll entertain a motion for the site plan amendment.
I'll make that. I move that the Planning Commission recommend approval to the City Council of the site plan amendment for Phillips 66 at 245 East, 1100 North, with the findings and conditions outlined in the staff memorandum.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Any comments? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion carries. Congratulations and good luck to you.
You're the owner of two more tanks.
Yeah. All right, our next item is item number five, consideration of a site plan amendment for L.W. Miller for the construction of a freight transportation yard at 325 West, 225 North. Brent Harsha of Hancock & Associates, the applicant. And is Mr. Harsha present? Okay, great. Sherry?
Yes, so the requested site plan amendment is for the construction of a parking area for a freight transportation yard. The actual rear portion of the site, which can be seen on this part, is going to be leased to FedEx. They'll be parking tractor trailers on that site. The total acreage for the property is approximately 13 acres. It's currently being used for a similar use, but by L.W. Miller. It's their property. And it's just gravel surface right now. So the proposal is to pave it, fence it, put in storm drainage, and improve the property for the use by FedEx. The proposed landscaping at this time is only along 400 West. The proposal is to use rock mulch along with trees, shrubs, and similar property, which is the same as the landscaping directly to the north. Directly east of that landscaping will be a stormwater detention area that will have similar rock mulch. The access area along 225 North, and I'll just go back to this right here. If you can see this street right here, this is named 225 North. It's actually a private street that is owned and or has easements on it from L.W. Miller and to ABS. They make corrugated pipe for underground detention, and then owned by Copart, which is the car holding area for vehicles that have been wrecked during and that are under litigation for insurance purposes. There isn't an actual crossing from this railroad spur into Copart, and we don't expect that this street will ever become a public street, nor will it have any access across the railroad tracks. So the only access to this property will be used by FedEx and is by ABS piping. Therefore, we are not, as a DRC, recommending any landscaping along this area of the property. They're proposing to only do the landscaping out here on 400 West, which has the most visual impact on the site. I did provide in your packet, I had a picture of the street view that shows you what that rock mulch looks like. It's on the last page. I guess I did not put that in there. I intended to put that in there on their similar. We can go to Google Earth if you'd like to see that. But the improved landscaping does not equate to 10% of the site. A total 10% landscaping in this MD zone would account to 1.3 acres of the site, which is excessive for the use and excessive for the types of facilities that we have in our MD zone. We have very commonly reduced this in this area. This particular piece of property has a low level of frontage on the street, as you can see by this drawing, compared to the majority of the site. L.W. Miller, if you're familiar with the rest of their site as it goes down 400 West to Center Street and then around onto Center Street, they've done a really good job on their landscaping there and have kept that very nice. So we expect that the proposed landscaping will be an additive to the city and to the streetscape. There were a couple of red lines that from the storm drainage calculations that our city engineer was working with their engineer on. So that is one of the conditions that we are recommending on the approval. And then the second condition is just the payment of their stormwater impact fees. When you go from a pervious surface to an impervious surface, they are required to pay a stormwater impact fee because they will be connecting that drainage into our stormwater system.
Okay, questions for Sherry?
What's the expected increase in truck traffic when the rear portion is leased to FedEx?
So it's probably all the same trucks that we already have, because right now the truck traffic goes further up 400 West for FedEx and then turns on 500 North and over to Franklin Parkway and then up to into their main facility. My understanding is that these are for the subcontractor areas where they can pick up their trucks there and not have to go inside the facility and park their own cars there and transfer their private personal belongings from their vehicles into the trucks on that site. They just need an additional storage area because they're a very growing company, as we all keep ordering things from Amazon.
Thank you.
OK, Mr. Harsha, would you like to address the commission?
Yeah, I can answer anything you didn't get from Sherry. It's basically a simple site. The purpose isn't changing at all. It's just basically to be asphalted. The trucks that are in there now are tankers, mostly for fuel, Pilot Flying J and Thomas, Pilot Thomas. The trucks that will be parked in there will be no trailers. It will just be the tractors and their personal vehicles. FedEx doesn't want the private contractors storing or staying on their property because they all carry guns. That's the whole purpose behind this.
Okay.
I don't say they all do, but they've all got some kind of a weapon and they can't have it on the FedEx property. So they'll pull in their vehicle, get out of it, get in their truck, go down, hook to a trailer at FedEx, and then take it wherever, and then come back and switch vehicles.
Thank you.
There is a little bit of landscaping that's existing on 225 North where the gate will be, and there'll be a little bit gravel and a few trees and stuff around it just to help doll that up. But
okay, great. Thank you. Unless there are comments or questions, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. I move that the Planning Commission recommend approval to the City Council of the site plan amendment for L.W. Miller at 325 East, 225 North, with the following findings and conditions. Findings: one, the amendment complies with all applicable laws and regulations, and two, the amendment does not materially injure the public or any person, and there is good cause for the amendment. Conditions: one, payment of required stormwater impact fees; two, city engineer red lines for stormwater drainage calculations.
Okay. We have a motion. Is there a second?
I think there's a mistake in the motion because the motion reads that it's at 325 East, but it's really at 325 West.
Okay, great.
So if we'll correct that motion, then I'll second it.
Okay, so we have a comment on the motion. Is that acceptable to Commissioner Larson?
Yes, so motion as stands with the correction of the address for L.W. Miller at 325 West, 225 North.
Okay. And did you second it?
Yes.
Thank you. Any comments on the motion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I forgot to say aye, but I am saying aye. All right, so the motion carries. Good luck to you. All right. Let's see. All right, now. Item six is a consideration of a general development plan for the North Salt Lake City Center at 25 East Center Street with Taylor Spendlove of Brighton Homes here as the applicant. Sherry?
Yes, so this is the exciting project for the night. So this is the property that is directly across the street, across Center Street from the City Hall. It is outlined there in yellow. It is approximately 3.65 acres in size. It's currently zoned CH and R17. There are five single-family homes and two business buildings existing on the property at this time. Those homes and the businesses will be raised and for the proposed development. This will be a P district rezone. So for our new commissioners, our new commissioner, our P district is required to have a general development plan approved, which is basically the concept plan, and then it will move to the City Council. If it is approved by the City Council, they'll return with a development agreement and a P district rezone, as well as in that development agreement, it will cover all of the architectural standards, the materials used, fencing, parking, density, signage, all of that stuff. So this is the proposal that they are making tonight. It is a mixed-use development with a commercial retail building on the corner of Center Street and Highway 89, and then 56 row townhomes that will be for sale, for individual sale to builders. Center Street will be widened and will add the diagonal parking. That's in conformance with our master, or our town center master plan. We'll have a plaza on the corner with street trees and landscaping improvements, benches, and planters. The units that are along Center Street, five of those units will be live-work units with stoops and little storefronts. This is an architectural rendering of what the project will look like. So this is looking down Center Street from the corner of Highway 89 and Center. This is an updated, that we just received this today, an updated rendering. If you can see this, as the street goes down, the sidewalk goes here, and this level of the building will have a mezzanine, and then this will be a patio area, and they're hoping to put a restaurant in here. There'll be some other retail spaces here on the main level, and then on the second level, this will be office space, and there'll be an exposed area down here on the bottom that has additional retail in it. This gives you kind of a flair and feeling of what that streetscape would look like. This would be a view looking to the east on Center Street from the basement level on the property. Let's see, I'm gonna go. This is another architectural rendering. One of the things on the site plan, the parking is provided out on the street as well as customer parking behind. We've been working with the applicant on this site plan. Some of the things that we have requested from the DRC is that these buildings actually be moved up so that they're in line. It's only about 6 feet, but move up with the commercial building here. Highway 89 will also need to be widened in this area to add a shoulder slash turn lane, which is going to be quite expensive to widen that, as well as widening Center Street to provide for this parking. Our police chief has asked that we, when we go to the P District rezone and the development agreement and the full engineering on the project, that we evaluate the safety of these cars being parked here. We may move this parking down just a little bit, one space, and put additional plaza area here, and maybe add one here if we needed to move additional spaces back. We expect that the office use would occupy this portion of the parking in the rear, and then the retail, most of it would occupy those spaces on Center Street, although there will be some spaces in here. By moving these row houses closer to the street, we should be able to provide additional parking here in the driveways. Each one of these townhomes have two-car garages. And then, as we've been talking about, these units along this side and this side, as they are laid out right here, the front doors are around here, which means guest parking would be clear over here for all of these units. So we've been talking to the applicant about looking at the architecture of these units and possibly pushing them closer to the property line and putting man doors on the front so that the entrances are at the garage. That would provide additional space here. And if we push the other items, or these other, well, if we finesse where these are located, we should be able to get some guest parking on driveways in front of these units. And then guest parkings for these units would be in these spaces. So let's get a little further into this. This is what the row homes will look like. If you can see on this, these three units here and these two units on the ends will be live work units. So if you're not familiar with the live work unit, the bottom level right here that sits in front of their garage will have a little office where someone could put out a business and live there and work there at the same place. They could have an office for, say, a CPA or a hairdresser or an architect, an artist. The possibilities really are endless for that, and that will leave opportunities with the storefront appearance of these units to be businesses as well. If there's a market for that, and hopefully there will be. So just to go over some of the basics of the site plan, the proposed commercial building has a footprint of approximately 7,000 square feet, which will be main level retail and then commercial space office space above for 7,000 square feet as well. And then an additional approximate 2,500 square feet in the basement of the Barrett building for additional retail or office space. The plaza area on the corner, and I think this drawing shows it. Oops, this drawing shows it the best. That one. Has been provided on the corner. It'll be adjacent to the commercial area. We suspect that sometime in the future when we have bus rapid transit, that this will be a location where a station would be. So we are focusing on having a civic and public plaza on this site. The units, again, are for sale. There are 2 bedrooms and 3 bedroom units. There are 22 2-bedroom units and 34 3-bedroom units. The standard rate for parking on 2 units and 3-bedroom units are 2 spaces. With each of those units having a 2-car garage, they are meeting the standard without a reduction. Guest spaces are required to be at 0.25 spaces per unit, and that would be 14 surface spaces, which will be shared with the commercial. Our standard parking requirement is 1 per 200 square feet for retail, and office space is 1 per 250 square feet, which would be a requirement of 73 parking spaces. With our general plan and our town center master plan, we have recommended a reduction in parking in our town center to 65%, which would be 48 spaces, but they are providing 65 spaces with the on-street parking and the surface parking in the center of the property. The improvements to the landscaping and open space is approximately 0.84 acres or 23%. That includes the pedestrian plaza, the street trees, benches, the planter boxes, sidewalks, and the other landscaping. At this time, they're not proposing any fencing on the perimeter, and we expect that we would negotiate that during the development agreement with any recommendations the Planning Commission may have on that. The proposed architecture incorporates a dark brick, some stucco and metal siding with a modern architectural style. The commercial building utilizes the significant street glazing and the pedestrian scale that we are looking for in our town center master plan, and as well as what we are developing in our form-based code. So the developer's architect does continue to refine the building design. One of the comments that the DRC had, the roof lines are a little different because you have on this commercial building the 2 flat roofs, and then you have all of the townhomes or the row homes are flat roofed as well. And so this roof design on the corner doesn't seem to quite match architecturally. And so we're hoping that that can be revised to something that's a little more cohesive on this design. But I think the applicant would like to address that with you. The site does have good pedestrian circulation. I'll go back to this site. It ties access to Highway 89 Center Street and to Hatch Park. So I've mentioned the parking. The applicant has indicated that they would like to bury the existing power lines that are along Highway 89. If you'll recall, a few years ago, the city buried the power lines on that section of Center Street for this very purpose of enhancing our town center. So we do encourage that and recognize that would be a great amenity for the community to have those buried. Highway 89 and Center Street and Main Street will all actually be widened. If you've ever noticed on Main Street, this side of the intersection, the north side of the intersection, does not line up with the south side of the intersection. You have to make kind of a little jog, and so we'd like that widened to accommodate matching that section up and eventually provide additional on-street parking that will be utilized when we redevelop Hatch Park for community events. And with that, I would turn it to you for your review, and the DRC has made a favorable recommendation on this general development plan.
Questions for Sherry?
Sherry, so you don't feel that there's going to be any impact from parking from this development into Hatch Park?
I do not think so, because I think there have more parking that we've traditionally given reductions in parking in the town center, and they're not requesting any reduction for the residential areas. I hope that with the commercial areas that we do have a little bit of a parking problem, because that lack of parking, or that synergy that comes from that excitement of people being in the area and wanting to be there, it gives people the reason to go there, because they're like, oh, there's people like going there. There's a lot of business. So we're hoping that we have a little bit of a parking problem.
And of course, I was thinking mainly the parking from the condo units rather than the commercial area. But
I don't, because of the times of days that those uses will overlap. So the office space that will be on the second story will be Monday through Friday during the day, and then the majority of increase that you see in parking for residential is on the weekends and at night, and that's a time when that parking will be empty from office workers and the retail uses. So we feel pretty strongly that we won't have a parking issue on this property.
Has it been discussed on how far down the widening of Main Street would go?
It will only go on this project the width of their property, but on our long-term plan in the town center master plan, as well as our transportation plan, we want it widened all the length of the park, or as much as we can do.
You're speaking of center. I didn't hear everything you said.
Main Street.
Main. Okay.
On Main Street.
Okay.
What's the wonky parcel there to the west?
This one right here?
The long one, yeah.
This? So that's actually in the Bamberger old railway right-of-way, and it's open space owned by the condominium development to the north.
Oh,
so
okay.
These townhomes up here, this is their open space. They have a tennis court, and then this is kind of their detention and their open space. We would be favorable in sometime in the future if they would want to make that public open space and,
nice if we
and
get
accommodate
access
a trail
there.
In there, but it isn't something that we can ask this developer to get for us, but it is something that if they're ever interested in it, the city would be very interested in,
of
in
what?
Acquiring
Sorry.
That.
Acquiring that.
Oh, okay, got it.
At least under current policy, let's put it that way.
So the townhouses will overlook, regardless of a fence, they will face open space to the west or a street to the west, streets on the other two sides, and then a commercial parcel on the north.
Right, and the way that the layout has been placed, if you can see on this map, they've stubbed this driveway entrance into this property so that when this property redevelops, we could line that right out to Northtown Station. And
nicely done.
Mm-hmm.
Road through there.
Sherry, what drives the widening of Highway 89, and what drives the widening of Center Street?
So what drives the widening of Highway 89 is that we have a required cross section for Highway 89 for a 110-foot right-of-way, and we've designed that for the future bus rapid transit route that will run through North Salt Lake into Bountiful and over to the Front Runner Station. And that's currently under design right now. The legislature provided $1 million in design work for this project, and they have consultants working on that. So we are requiring that widening to get to 110 feet. As you recall, when we did Odell Crossing, we required that widening and improvement there. So
right. Okay.
At this time, there is no shoulder at that location. and this will provide a shoulder and turn lane when that is widened. We have provided additional right-of-way up at the lofts at 99 that's on the other side of the Chaparral business. And at the time the BRT comes in, that will be expanded as well.
What drives the widening of center?
What drives it is our town center master plan. So we have already looked at this. The master plan was adopted in 2015 or 2013. Now my brain's gone blank, but it did call for this to be a mixed-use development with storefronts along Center Street and Highway 89 and on-street parking on Center Street, because on-street parking is not conducive to Highway 89. Center Street seemed like the best alternative. We also have planned for on-street parking at Hatch Park when we do the rebuild of that and the redesign for the whole block. So it's something that we want for the entire area for our downtown center.
I realize this is just a preliminary,
right?
But is there a proposed schedule for this exciting change to our city front, which is, in my personal opinion, is pretty exciting?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
It may not be as exciting to Stan, I'm not sure.
I think the developer could.
I've had a boring life because I've lived in the same place.
You can go down and set up down at Porter's Landing, I'm sure.
We'll get him a
There's
tiny
some new
house.
Units coming up for sale over there.
I think that the developer could give you a little better idea of what their
yes.
perceived timing on the construction of this project would be.
Great. Mr. Spendlove, would you like to address the commission?
Sherry, can I ask you one more question?
Huh?
To rezone to the P district, does that have a 5-acre minimum that this would need a conditional use permit?
So this property, the majority of the property is in the CH zone, and which does not require the 1-acre minimum, or the 5-acre minimum.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Maybe I'll just touch on a few things Sherry said, and then I'll take your questions. In regards to the parking that she brought up, those ratios are based on the current plan. As she mentioned, we're looking at adding driveways to a bunch of the units and how we can do that. So that would definitely help with any parking concerns on the residential side of things. In regards to the widening of the streets, and Sherry mentioned to me about widening Highway 89, and that can be very expensive. And we originally were hoping to just dedicate the property and put the sidewalk where it needed to go on 89, and then as more stuff's acquired, then that would go in. But that was our hope, just similar to what Lofts at 99 had done. We understand the widening of Center Street, and we definitely need the on-street parking, especially if we're going to try to do retail on that corner. That's really important to us. And then the widening of Main Street, we understand that requirement there. These are for sale units. We want to make them look really nice and quality. Any questions that you might have?
I've got a couple. This might be for Sherry, though. I'm not sure. But just concerned about the proximity of the Main Street access to the Center Street intersection. It looks awfully close. Is there any way that could be moved to the north, or even provide just a single bigger access on Center Street? Did that come up with the DRC at all?
It has not come up on DRC because we haven't gotten all final engineering. How deep are those units?
They're about 40 feet deep.
Yes, yeah, so that would put this at about probably 70 feet from the intersection. So it does meet the minimum 50 feet offset from that intersection. So it would meet code.
Okay,
yeah.
And that's for left turners. That wouldn't be a
right turn restriction there.
Just has to be 50 feet away from the intersection.
In regards to that question, when we were initially proposing this, Paul was more concerned about the Center Street access because of the length of Center Street from 89 to Main Street. Gotcha. So we put it smack dab in the middle.
And just a curiosity question, can you share what kind of commercial interest you've had?
So right now, everything's really preliminary. We do have the architect helping us design this, is very interested in officing in the space. And then we've had some other people just interested, but how much interest we really have, there's not really something to show them until we have a project.
You know, I am glad that this right-hand turn was picked up on that, because I can see that as a real disaster, and I'm glad that you have picked that up and you are eliminating some of those parking stalls and moving that down the street a little bit. Particularly if that's going to have a turn lane right there, people can come wheeling around there, and if somebody's backing out, it could be not a good deal. So I'm glad that was caught.
Did the DRC explore any mechanisms to slow people down as they turn right northbound? A corner treatment at Highway 89 and Center.
So conceptually, we have not we haven't gone beyond the conceptual plan.
That's
here.
Got it. That would be explored
right.
Later.
Yeah, when we go to the P District rezone portion, that's when we will get the full set of civil drawings, and we can look at all of the radiuses on those corners and traffic calming measurements. We did have some discussion about lowering the speed limit on this section of Center Street, if that street on-street parking is going to be there. I'm not sure how fast people get going in this short section of Center Street between the light and the stop sign. So as long as we didn't eliminate that stop sign at Center and Main, I don't think cars get going that fast. But maybe I'm not out there watching, so I'm not perceiving that there is an issue right at this time. And the one thing that this cross-section doesn't show on the site plan is that there is a bike lane there as well. So when cars are backing up, they won't be backing directly into the travel lane. There'll be a little bit of, 6 to 8 additional feet right there that provides a little bit of cushion as they're backing out before they get into the travel lane.
Their bikers connect as a buffer.
Mr. Spendlove, are you contemplating any of the townhouses that face 89 or Center being live-work units?
So if our projects, Parkview and Odell, they have similar units like we're talking about, but those are rental units, which makes it really complicated for really to do anything. This project as a owner-occupied, we think will be more amenable to that. To say whether or not somebody would do it, it would just depend on the buyer.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. So we could, the city, that the owner can address that tweak of use of those at a later date is kind of what's being considered now.
They'll be designed as a separate room.
Okay.
Kind of apart from the entry.
But the owner could even lease it to somebody else.
As well, we put in our CCNRs that it would need to be owner use. I don't think that we'd want to lease those out. It would create parking problems. Our CCNRs would really, we would dive into how we exactly want to set that up.
Chair, I used to know a little bit about the question I'm going to ask, but now it seems to have completely left my brain. Do cities have much ability to control timing? Is there a way that we could ensure that the commercial building gets built?
Yes, so in the development agreement, we can specify the phasing of the project. So we would want that corner and the units along Center Street, I would think, would to be constructed first.
And that's the expectation that they've set with us from the beginning.
Yep, you bet. Trust but verify, I guess. All right. Any other questions or comments?
It's really exciting. Looks great.
If you are ready, I'll entertain a motion. We can certainly discuss more as needed. I encourage my fellow planning commissioners, if you have a thought, even if it's not fully formed, to discuss it. We can help each other out. We can talk out loud, right? We can deliberate.
I'm really excited about the facelift it is going to get the city. We will finally have a city center.
Nate, well done.
Yes, Nate, thank you.
Gotcha.
But without heaping on the lotting too much, it looks like it was pulled straight out of our master plan. It's
yeah,
really, really well.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I was discussing this with my wife, and I figured this would be, except for the city hall, probably be the building that is the face of the city. The city hall and this building, the corner commercial building.
Yeah, that was my thoughts when I saw it too. I thought to myself, finally, we got something that's part of our city center plan. And if we're looking for a motion, are we, or are we still just?
Yeah, I'll accept a motion.
Okay. I move that the Planning Commission recommends approval to the City Council the proposed general development plan for North Salt Lake City Center located at 25 East Center Street with the following conditions to be determined at the time of the development agreement approval. Final architectural design, final layout, including moving the units on Highway 89 to the same setback as the commercial building. 3, final engineering, including design of on-street parking to minimize traffic conflicts or hazards, underground power, and future widening of Highway 89. 4, submittal of a required development agreement in conformance to the Town Center Master Plan.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any comments on the motion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries. All right, that's great. Step one in that, let's call it iconic, right? Iconic application or building. Buildings contemplated in the application. Thanks, gentlemen. All right, our next item is an approval of minutes from May 22nd, 2018. Are there any comments on page 1 or 2? 3 or 4? I have a comment on page 5. This is in row 159 and 160. The sentence that reads, the commission felt that the applicant had, it currently reads, done their best to, and I would simplify that simply to say the commission felt the applicant had conformed to city standards, comma. And I don't remember the context exactly, but I think that would be probably probably safer wording. Any other changes on page 5? Page 6? Or 7? If there are not any comments, I'll entertain a motion on this.
I'll make a motion. I move to approve the meeting minutes for the Planning Commission meeting May 22nd, 2018 with the corrections.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. I'm going to abstain because I wasn't.
Absolutely. Here. Makes a lot of sense. Now we have is it a planning technician?
Yes.
Okay, we have a new planning technician. Her name is Kate Werrett. And I had a chance to meet Kate beforehand. Do you, Sherry, do you want to introduce Kate? And then, Kate, do you want to take a minute and tell us about yourself?
Yes, yeah, so Kate is been here now a week. This is her, she's finishing her first week. She started last Wednesday. We are super excited to have her here. She's a student at the U in the master's planning program. She has a great deal of experience managing condos and HOAs prior to pursuing her degree at the U. So not only is she a Ute, yay, go Utes. Sorry, BYU fans out there. But she is a great addition to our office and our team, and we are just thrilled to death to have her here, and I'm glad that she's become part of our team.
Kate, do you want to share something about yourself?
Sure. I'm really looking forward to working with you here in North Salt Lake. I've been really impressed with Sherry and her team, and I love what you're doing to the city. I love seeing the new development that's happening and the direction that you have. I looked at the master plan before applying to the job that you have posted on the website, and I was really excited to get involved, and I look forward to seeing where everything goes.
Thank you. Welcome. We're excited to work with you. Okay, is there any other items of business before we adjourn? Just looking around quickly on this. Go ahead.
I would like to share one thing with you. So tomorrow night at 6:30, Lakeview Rock Products is having an open house at their general contracting offices out on 900 North and Redwood Road from 6:30 to 7:30. They're doing an open house on the process that they go through in blasting out here at the gravel pits. So if I will be attending. You're welcome to attend if you'd like, and I can report back to you. But it is open to the public, and so I just wanted to pass that along to you. I think I sent you an email, but I just wanted to make sure that I gave you a little reminder of that if you'd like to attend.
Sounds like a blast.
I'm hoping it's not an actual.
That was a good one. Nice. Okay. Seeing nothing else, we are adjourned.
And if I could just get your signature on a couple of things, Chairman.
No. Sherry, our next meeting is a week later.